Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Talk to general managers around the league just about what price it could be. They believe at the very least it would be a second round pick, likely more, maybe 2 second round picks. Maybe a first round pick might be a little rich considering he's much older than Amari Cooper was and Cooper went for a one. But this is going to be probably the best player we have seen traded in a long time. And you add up all these comments, especially Art Rooney saying he almost didn't get his check in the final week of the season. It sounds like AB is done in Pittsburgh.
Ian Rappaport on NFL Network today talking about the market for Antonio Brown. You're going to hear comments from Jason LaCanfora later this hour. He thinks there will be a bonanza. Will it be of the brass variety? No.
Don't invoke the name of that song.
A bonanza for Antonio Brown. Rappaport said at least a second round pick, but a first round pick might be a little rich. And we just talked to a guy that is more plugged into the 49ers than anybody, who votes on Hall of Famers, who's the equivalent of Ed Bouchette in San Francisco. And I came away from that conversation thinking, there is zero sense of urgency on the 49ers' part to make this trade. The second pick in the draft is off the table. Matt even stumbled around a question about taking next year's first-round pick and trading it.
Yeah, he didn't seem like that was, oh, yeah, but they would definitely do that. What really I took from him, a man who's plugged in, and Jerry Rice isn't really a man who's plugged in, it sounds like. Sounds like Jerry Rice is a guy that hangs around and guys like him because he's arguably the best football player ever.
Yeah, it's like if Franco Harris said right. The Steelers should trade for this
Correct.
Guy. Okay, Franco doesn't
really
run the team.
It carries as much, well, it carries more weight than Terry Bradshaw saying something because he's not around the team anymore. But, I think everyone got hot and bothered with AB and the 49ers as a possibility for a couple reasons. AB and George Kittle go back and forth. Look at that love affair on social media. AB puts the googly eyes out, and because we know that social media matters to him, you take it somewhat seriously. And then when Jerry Rice talks and vouches for the idea of AB wanting to play there, everyone says, well, it's Jerry Rice. Why would he? Okay. But none of those people is John Lynch or Jed York or Kyle Shanahan. I trust the guy that's the Ed Bouchette of the Bay Area for that team to tell me that they don't have any intention of using the second. And he's right, by the way. They need Nick Bosa badly. And they're probably going to get him unless somebody trades with Arizona.
And if they don't get him with the first pick, they'll take Josh Allen from
Correct.
Kentucky with the second
Correct.
Pick and they'll find their pass rusher.
Correct. They need a pass. They do need a pass rusher more than they need a generational but definitely on the back nine wide receiver.
I can't believe the 49ers forced only 7 turnovers last year.
So why he said that.
The Steelers had 8 interceptions and we complain about that.
Did you see when he said that? I went to their football reference page. Guess how many picks they forced? 2. Think about a team
that has Richard Sherman
intercepting a quarterback, an opposing quarterback, twice for a season. They need, and he's actually also right to say, by the way, he's right to say that the way you force turnovers, since that's what they have to do, is get to the quarterback. Make quarterbacks uncomfortable. If I were the 49ers, honestly, and I thought this the minute even Jerry Rice said what he said and everyone started talking about this, I said, it doesn't make sense for them. It really doesn't. Even with that second round pick. If you're them, I know there's cost certainty with Antonio
right.
Brown, but if you're them, don't you maybe try to use that second round pick on a wide receiver
okay.
and try to draft
they
and
did
develop?
They did last year on Pettis, and maybe they go back to that well. There's no rule. The Steelers did that, Juju in the second round, and then James Washington
Correct.
In the second round the next year.
And they had comparatively, when they picked Washington, mm-hmm. a bounty at the position.
So I'm going to bring this up because we're talking about the 49ers. Vegas thinks there's a better chance Brown plays for the 49ers next year than the Steelers. Which, after that conversation, I would not want to bet San Francisco. Craig, put your green visor on. Would you agree with that?
Craigie Sharps.
Yeah, I'd bet against that.
You got tremendous information now. It doesn't sound like...
You know what?
There's
that,
a marriage.
You know
there.
What that Vegas thing though means more to, for me. If I were making that line, I would say that, or I would make it more likely that he was going to play for the Niners than the Steelers, more about the falling out, the degree of falling out with the Steelers than the likelihood, you know what I mean, than the 49ers as a good suitor for
him. And you
him.
Could sucker people into those bets because of all the public...
The social media yeah. stuff, I mean, you could okay. absolutely do that.
So here's why I think the 49ers thing is far-fetched. John Lynch, who runs the 49ers, traded for Jimmy Garoppolo. He likes Jimmy Garoppolo so much that with three starts under his belt, he gave the guy $28 million a year. That's what he gave up for, in his opinion, a franchise quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
If John Lynch is going to trade a second-round pick for a franchise quarterback, what makes anybody think he's going to trade a first-round pick for a wide receiver?
Hold on, I have a caveat, though. That is a deal that gets made where I think most people assumed Garoppolo could have fetched more, maybe, but Belichick just offloaded him for a second-round pick, like because of the hype generated around him. Like, hey, Jimmy Garoppolo's only blocked because he has Tom Brady ahead of him. Remember, that was Belichick and Kyle Shanahan. They're buddies, right? That's a deal where John Lynch, how could I say no, and he might be more inclined. That might not be like his price setting with picks versus the player
Fair
he's
enough,
getting in
return.
Fair
enough, but I've heard from... people around the Steelers that their prerogative or their motivation is to try to get him out of the conference. So they might trade him for less the same way the Patriots traded Garoppolo for less.
Packers, Panthers.
I just feel like...
The Packers... We've dismissed the Packers out of hand, maybe. Not dismissed them, but said, would Aaron Rodgers really want that? Sometimes I think I'm being too complicated. They have a mid-teens, mid-to-early-teens pick.
12th pick.
12th pick.
That's a little high, Chris.
I understand that, but if you were Green Bay and you said the best chance we've got is to load up and see if Aaron Rodgers can outscore everybody, there would be worse places to start than saying screw it. Straight up, 12th pick for this guy.
But if I have two options right now, do I think there's going to be a bonanza where it's a violent auction of teams who are going nuts and one-upping each other to get Antonio Brown? Or, at this point, do I feel like they're going to trade him for nickels on the dollar? I would say it's the latter.
Because of a lack of teams interested? Or more because they just want him to get out and they're
I think
desperate.
The teams interested are going to wait for the price to come down on him. He can't go back to Pittsburgh next year. You know, if you're the Patriots, we can get to
that.
The Super Bowl without Antonio Brown. We don't need to give up a first-round pick to get him. Let's wait and see what happens.
I don't know if the bridge is totally burnt here still. I don't mean to cut you off, but the one guy that is in a way the most important person here is not actually Art Rooney. Publicly, Ben Roethlisberger has said, I hope he's back. He makes me better. There exists the chance that this still somehow there is a reconciliation here.
I don't think so.
It's a slim chance, because, but I don't think it's a fait accompli.
I think it's over because of the way the owner has factored in this, because he feels like he's been very much disrespected by the player.
You don't think to some degree, if, let's just say Roethlisberger, for example, works back channels and says, hey, I know this sucks that he won't return your calls. I think it's disrespectful. But he does make us better. We have a better chance to win if we keep him around at least one more year. You don't think that he would have the ear of the owner?
I think that's possible, but I don't think that hypothetical will happen.
Okay. I guess the reason I'm bringing it up is because I think it should be dismissed out of hand.
I know. I'll compare it to this. Everybody thought when Bryce Harper and Manny Machado went into free agency that the big market teams would have either budgeted or prepared for this very situation, where you had the best teams who had either set up their payroll to avoid like the luxury tax situation to bring in one of those guys right now. And here we are on January 17th, and neither one of them is signed. And the teams that are interested are like the Phillies, White Sox, and Nationals. And it's like, what happened to all this hoopla for 2 years that you had transcendent players who were going to have teams going bonkers to bring them in? And I think the same thing is true of Antonio Brown. I believe we are starting to overestimate the amount of teams that really are willing to go to the mat to bring him in.
Well, I think that's a little bit apples to oranges, because I think it's borderline collusion in baseball, and it's more connected to overall labor strife. that Manny Machado's price is getting leaked so far down, you might be right that there's a limited market for him, but I will point back to this old truism when these kind of situations arise. Takes one. It takes one team that doesn't know it might be bidding against itself to say, we need this guy so badly, we will sacrifice a lot of draft capital, maybe a top 15 pick to get him.
What do you think the Steelers will get back for Antonio Brown? Do you think there really is a big market for him where a lot of teams are willing to give up a ton to get him? Or do you think teams are looking at the way this relationship soured in Pittsburgh and thinking, man, if it didn't work with the Steelers, how is it going to work for us?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.